Welcome, my child. You have entered confession, in which you are free from moral judgment. Please, sit and confess your sins to me, and me alone. Which acts do you wish to bring in front of our forgiving Lord, that he may enter your heart and absolve your torment and impurities? Yes, my child, for that is sin. But the Lord understands and forgives all, as do I, my child. Sin is all the same in our shepherd's eyes. We are but lambs who flock to him and him alone. I will need to know more to truly understand this sin. Is this something that you do on your own? I see. Oh, at least this sin is yours and yours alone. Behind closed doors might seem better, but we must be truthful in this world in order to free us, my child. Secrets are bad for our souls and spiritual enlightenment, as it clouds our thoughts, our judgments, and even our actions. Do not worry, my child, as I house all the burdens of secrets to myself and our Lord alone. Please, elaborate to what this sin details. Oh my. I apologize. Please continue. I see, my child, I see. I need but a moment just to contemplate. Very well. The Lord has spoken to me. We can absolve you of this sin, but it will require special efforts. We will have to, let's say, extract the sin from you. Please stay very still. This will be a delicate operation. We need to go lower to the heart of the sin. Show me your sin. Are we getting closer to freeing you of your sins?
Oh.
You can take your time. It's a laborious process. Expel your sins, my child. I believe my duties have been fulfilled. My child, if you ever sin again and seek repentance, you know where to look. Farewell, my child.